Down to Business with Bobby Kerr.
Brought to you by Bank of Ireland
on News Talk.
Now, Jacqueline Dunn, who's over 17 years' experience as a solicitor and as principal of Dunn Solicitors since 2013, has created The Journey, which is a folder that acts as a comprehensive guide for your loved ones when you pass. The folder accompanies a will curated by a solicitor. I'm delighted to say Jacqueline joins me now. Jacqueline, this is a wonderful idea, and you've gone to a lot of thought and you've put a lot of energy and I think expertise into this beautifully bound book that you call The Journey. So firstly, how did the idea come about, and why did you think it was such a good idea?
Yeah, firstly, anyway, thank you so much for having me here. It happened about 3 years ago. So I do a lot of wills for clients. And over the years, I found that clients were asking me to take instructions in respect of their funeral. So I'd heard a story from a colleague how he had taken instructions about a lady's funeral. She specifically did not want to be buried with her late husband. She wanted to be buried with her parents in a totally different graveyard. Fast forward a couple of years later, my colleague was visited by the children. They had just buried their mother and they wanted to know had she left specifications in respect of food and drinks for after the funeral. He asked them where she'd been buried, and she'd actually been buried with her husband. And that story always resonated with me. So when clients would ask me to take instructions about their funeral, I'd always say, "Ooh, don't tell me." And it was that story kind of set me off on my little journey to create something for clients.
And I think you're quite explicit in that you say that this is not a will, mm-hmm. but it complements a will. Is that 100%. Really the way to describe it?
Yeah. So your will can't capture everything. So when I do a will for a client, I'll try and take as much details as I can. Bank policies, bank insurance policies and so on, bank account numbers. But quite often they're cut off the hop. They can't capture everything. So it's the journey.ie folder captures all of that. And actually recently I got a phone call from a gentleman in Leash who had bought it, and he said there's so much in it that he would never have thought about. And I suppose because I have the experience as a solicitor, I know what is required, what's not important, and what is important for when the time comes. And actually, 2 summers ago, I got a phone call from a guy. His mam had died. I'd done a will with him. And he said, "Look, mam had always told me where her important information is, and I have it here for you. Can I drop it out to you?" So I said, "Perfect, I'm here all day." He came knocking at the door with this big crate with just reams upon reams of documents and bank statements. And I took it off him, and I remember thinking, this is going to take me all morning to look through. And I took it off him, and he said, "That's great, because I have another one in the car for you." And I laughed at the time to myself, but then I also felt so sorry for this lady, because she knew how important it was to have all that information together.
And there's a sensitive balance here, is there not, around, you know, letting your next of kin and your loved ones know exactly what's where and what everything is, versus security. You don't want to be putting bank details and things like that into one yeah. place, because that it becomes a document then that needs to be kept in a safe.
It's which a good is, point. Which and I'm is, glad you actually raised it, because a lady did say that to me. She said, "Well, what if somebody finds it in the house and they've got all my details?" And I said to her, "But there's nothing more in that than what is in your bank, your cabinets." So let's say everybody has a drawer with bank statements or policy documents. There's actually less in the folder, because really as a solicitor, all I need is a bank account number or a policy number. I don't need to know how much is in the accounts to start off the whole probate process. So I suppose there's less in there. There's no passwords, there's no codes or anything like that, that if it falls into the wrong hands, that you can be scammed.
Okay. And it's divided into three parts. Maybe explain that to us.
Yeah. So the first part deals with your passing. So it has instructions for your executor. So it has 9 steps, and step 9 lists all those documents that your solicitor will require if the time comes and probate has to be taken out. So if you filled out your book, and if your executor follows the previous 8 steps, then step nine will list, will have all the documents, everything that will be needed for your solicitor will be in that folder. It also goes on to give instructions for your funeral, really detailed instructions. Part two deals with your incapacity. So if you were to get dementia or Alzheimer's, it has step-by-step instructions there for your enduring power of attorney or your next of kin. It also has lovely details about yourself that you fill in to assist a carer who will be looking after you that may not necessarily know those personal details.
Okay, so if God forbid, if somebody was to go down that route and get dementia, there'd be a heads up for a carer coming in that this person likes flowers or gardening or whatever. Or
exactly.
Just podcasts in order.
That you like to listen to, what clothes you feel most comfortable in wearing at night time, what food you not like, all these little memories from your childhood. And then part three, it captures everything. It has all the information, your bank accounts, even down to your pets, there's a section in it. And why I always felt it was so important for clients to list their bank account numbers is I'd often have clients where they'd say, well, look, the kids know I only bank with, let's say, Bank of Ireland. And I always tell them the story about this client that I had dealt with years ago. He passed away. His son came to me and he must have had about 40 different bank accounts. The son listed them all for me, and when starting the whole probate process, I wrote to the different banks. I said, here are the account numbers we have. We need certs of balances, but will you just do checks to make sure there are no other accounts, which the banks all confirmed there wasn't. And a year or two later, the son came back to me. He said, look, I was cleaning out under Dad's stairs and I found this other bank account. Can you check it out for me? So I said, perfect, it's probably closed, but we'll check it out anyway. It wasn't closed. It had gone into a dormant account and there was €42,000 in it.
Wow.
And if that had been in the dormant account for another couple of years, the banks in Ireland are required to remit.
There's a huge fund, isn't there, around?
It's called the NTMA Dormant Account Fund. And there's millions of euros in that account fund. And the banks are obliged to give any money left in a dormant account in a bank for after 15 years, they have to give it to this government agency. Actually, for life insurance policies that are unclaimed, that period is only 5 years.
Right.
So every year there's money.
So this is stuff people don't really know.
Yeah.
And your book, your journey, it helps people, I suppose, get clarity in their own heads about what's important and a good legacy to leave.
100%. I see firsthand the stress and the pressure put on executors and loved ones' shoulders when their loved one dies. And the way I feel about the journey.ie folder is it's a gift to your loved ones that you're leaving behind or that they're left if you become incapacitated. It is your gift to them. And I've had a lot of people meet me where they're maybe in their 50s and they're talking about it for their parents, buying it for their parents. And I'm saying, no, it's actually for your age too. I'm 45 and I'm filling it out for myself and I'm getting my husband to fill it out. And I met a couple recently, they're in their 50s and they're living in a city, but both of them are from two towns in Tip. And they're raising two daughters in the city and they've worked in the city all their lives. And they had a friend in their 50s who passed away very quickly. And that's why they came to me then to buy the journey.ie folder. And they said it opened up this discussion that they'd never had before, as in, if one of them died, where are they to be buried? They don't want to be buried in the city because they've no family in the city.
Yeah.
All their family is back in Tip. Where would they be buried? Oh, what church? And so on. And I said, that's such a positive of the journey.ie folder. It creates these very necessary conversations in families.
Yeah. Just finally then, you mentioned about probate in the third part of the journal. Probate can be an extraordinary complex and timely. It can take forever in some cases.
Yeah.
What are your overall overriding thoughts on probate and how to make sure that it's as painless as possible?
Yeah, so the whole probate process really should only take maybe 6 months. The probate offices in Ireland have reduced, well, bar Dublin actually, but down the country, they've reduced the probate. So once the solicitor lodges the application forms in the probate office, they'll have it processed within 3 months. So really then it's only a matter of giving the probate to the banks or to the land registry and administering the estate. But it's actually taken solicitors a lot longer than that. And what I'm finding in a lot of cases, it's because the family members, the executors, are just having difficulty locating all that important information. So 6 months could pass and they're trying to find policy numbers and so on.
So it's the bit before the solicitor does the lodge.
Exactly.
It tends to be the area where there's the delay.
100%.
Getting the information.
And that was another motivating factor for the journey.ie, was to try and reduce that time spent.
And finally, if somebody wanted to purchase one of these great journeys.ie, how would one go about doing that and how much would it cost?
So you go on to the journey.ie, you can shop there. At the moment, it's €130. That's our introductory price. And or else you can contact me at Dunn Solicitors in Cork, just outside Mitchelstown. So I've had a lot of people phoning me from all over Ireland to the office and we can take payment over the phone.
Okay, well, every success with it. That's Jacqueline Dunn there, the principal of Dunn Solicitors. And her book, I'm going to call it, is thejourney.ie. And it's available in all good places.
Thank you very much.
Thank you, Jackie.
Down to Business with Bobby Kerr.
Brought to you by Bank of Ireland.
Saturday morning at 11 on News Talk.